Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome in Kalen Azubuike. He's the color man for NBC Sports Bay Area. You can hear him with Bob Fitzgerald on all the Warrior games. What's up, Kalen? How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. How you guys doing?
Doing pretty well. I mean, it's tough to talk about that game last night without bringing up what happened with Draymond Green. What was going through your mind in real time? How quickly did you know that maybe a mistake was made?
Yeah, it looked really weird real time. It just looked like Draymond was barking something, and we saw the play previously where James Wiseman is giving Draymond a target, trying to post up, doesn't really seal off his man. It was kind of a tough seal off because the defender just almost outsmarted him and almost baited him into passing it, and he was kind of three-quarter in denial and just jumped the pass. And maybe it could have been thrown higher. Maybe it shouldn't have been thrown at all. But it was a tough play, and Draymond was pretty upset with James Wiseman. But real time, in the replay we showed, it just looked like Draymond was barking towards his right in that direction. Maybe the official was over there. But it was a weird play, and obviously it's been rescinded, the tech. He was yelling at James Wiseman, and listen, he and James Wiseman have an interesting relationship. They are definitely trying to help him in every single way, and Draymond Green is coaching him up every single chance he gets, and he gets on him, and he's scolding him at times and yelling at him, which is what you'd expect from Draymond. And this time it just kind of backfired, and the official thought it was aimed at his direction, and Draymond paid the consequences. I think with Draymond, one thing Draymond does have to realize is they're kind of anticipating now with him, the officials are, because every time he's yelling or doing anything, they're going to think it's aimed at them. And he just kind of has to be cognizant of that. But that was last night. That was a mistake on the official's part. And that was Draymond being Draymond with his rookie, James Wiseman. And James Wiseman has had a good attitude. He's been taking it. He's saying, listen, I'm not saying anything back. I realize I got to learn my respect, and I know he's trying to coach me up, and I'm just trying to soak up all the knowledge. He knows how smart Draymond is, and he would really like to be able to read the game and read defenses like Draymond does. So that relationship is going to continue. Nothing really wrong there. I don't think it's a big deal. That's just how Draymond is. But last night, that was definitely a mistake on the official's part.
Kalen, I know it's a young season and the Warriors are trying to develop their identity, but I was in here yesterday after the comeback on the Lakers and the domination of the Spurs. I was like, oh, it's the old Knicks. And they didn't win the game, but the Knicks had a physicality that I thought the Warriors didn't match, and their length bothered the Warriors. So I'm not, I'm almost looking at the loss like that's just a learning experience. What happened last night as to the Warriors losing that game by 15?
And the Knicks aren't a bad team anymore. And it's something we kind of all have to get used to. They're a really good defensive team, and this is what they've been doing to teams. It's what they did to Boston, just ransacked them. And they mucked it up last night and made it ugly, and they were really locked in defensively. Not a ton of mistakes for the Knicks defensively. And the Warriors just struggled. They didn't really have any flow to their offense. And I think we have to say that Draymond getting ejected had a big impact on the game negatively for the Warriors. And he was assisting and really being that initiator offensively and making sure he finds Steph. And in the third quarter, Steph had a tough time scoring. And I don't think that's an accident. And then defensively, they just had a tough time dealing with R.J. Barrett, who has been averaging 17 points coming in and wasn't shooting as well. But he had an amazing game. He had Elfrid Payton playing extremely well. Julius Randle was kind of a facilitator for a lot of the game, and he played pretty well. So it was just one of those nights where the flow wasn't there, especially in that second half. The Warriors struggled to get anything going offensively and sustain any kind of run. There was just a ton of fouls, and that's probably the biggest issue from that game is just the Warriors fouling so much. There was, I said it at the end, other than Draymond getting ejected, I didn't really think there was a ton of bad calls. The Warriors were just really hacking a lot, and it really messed up any kind of flow or messed up any chance of them sustaining any kind of run. They made another push in the fourth quarter with Steph in the game, and I could just tell they weren't going to come back. It was just one of those games where the Knicks dictated the tempo. They liked to play slow and play ugly and really dictated everything in the game. And defensively, the Knicks weren't locked in, and they had a really good night offensively. The Warriors were struggling a lot of that second half especially. So there's going to be nights like that, and listen, you were feeling good about yourself after the Lakers win, after the Spurs win, and you had a really nice flow in the Spurs game offensively, and defensively you were locked in. It was just an all-around great team performance for 48 minutes, and this game, the Knicks kind of switched it up on them. You know, they just switched it up on them, and the Warriors, like you said, weren't all the way locked in and ready to match that kind of intensity for 48 minutes. And then you got thrown a extreme curveball with Draymond leaving the game, and that kind of messed up a lot for the Warriors. So they just got to bounce back, regroup, maybe watch a couple clips from that game. Just understand you can't foul like that and expect to have any kind of flow to anything you're doing on either side of the floor, and get ready to face a tough Utah Jazz team who shoots the three ball incredibly well and is really good on both sides of the ball and have an explosive score in Donovan Mitchell, but a lot of really good pieces that contribute.
How much of that fouling comes from playing the second half of back-to-back? Slow feet, lazy feet, and a lot of reaching. And additionally, Clint, it's a two-part question for you. I hope you can handle it, and I know you can. Where do they find flow with this second unit? Because offensively, if it's not Pascal attacking, there's not much that can happen out there.
Yeah, I think the fouling, it may have something to do with the back-to-back. I know the Warriors wouldn't like to use that excuse because it's still somewhat early in the season to talk about fatigue. But they get a little too aggressive with their hands at times. And a lot of times you just trust your feet a little more and don't reach in and keep your hands out of it at times. So it's just a discipline thing. And I think if they're thinking about it and they're cognizant of it, that tendency that they have, and they're more intentional about just staying disciplined, remembering to stay down, not go for pump fakes, all those different things, and just trust their athleticism. Because this is a really athletic, long team on the defensive end, and we've seen them play really well on that side, and they're still really good when it comes to opponent field goal percentage. And they've kind of been on an uptrend defensively. It's just making sure you don't get over aggressive with it and use your hands. And then that second unit, listen, Eric Paschal's been really good there, but They have to just move the ball and trust each other. If they don't have an opportunity to attack and Eric Paschal is not going ISO, you have to work together and move that ball side to side and make sure you're really making that defense work and create some driving opportunities. That's one of the main ways I think you can get to the rim is by moving it side to side, get some long closeouts and just attack those long closeouts, get in the paint, go draw and kick. You could go pick and roll. I've liked Brad Wanamaker lately running pick and roll. He's been aggressive out of there. He can make all the passes and really read the defense well. They are playing Kelly Oubre a lot with that second unit now, and he's trying to make something happen, get downhill. I think his mentality is get downhill, and he's going the right direction with that mindset. I think he shot 4 threes last night, didn't make any, but
right.
It wasn't his best game last night. But the Spurs game and then the Lakers game, I look back and I say, okay, he's going the right direction. He's trying to take advantage of more of his driving opportunities, attacking some of those awkward closeouts. When he has the angle, he's getting to it. He's attacking in transition. So you can tell maybe he's looking to use his quick first step a little more and his athleticism a little more and get into the paint or make something happen for someone else or finish for himself. So I think he's going the right direction. Last night was just the clunker for everybody, so throw that one out. But there's some potential with the second group. And remember, the Warriors bench had been playing well. That was one of the things that we were talking about as
right.
kind of a bright spot. So let's not just throw all that away just because of what happened last night. Last night stunk for everybody. And let's remember what we've seen as far as the positives from the bench and Eric Paschal and Brad Wanamaker and Damian Lee is kind of not shooting it as well as he has been, but he's been really good off the bench. So there's a lot of things to look at off the bench that make you go, okay, they can still be solid there. They can continue their good play that we've seen early in the season.
Hey, Kalena, thank you so much for your time. By the way, because of you, Dibs can't stop using the word wetter for a jumper. So I'm gonna. Yeah, my feeling is you have to have played in the NBA to use the word wetter. What are your feelings?
That's probably a good stipulation. But I honestly that's funny. I'd love to hear Dibs try to use that. I it's hard for me to even picture what it sounds like coming out of his mouth, a former referee and all that stuff. I'm trying to picture that, but that's Man. Hilarious. You're welcome. Huh. You're welcome.
Thanks. Yeah, thank you, Kalena. The only thing I say more than wetter is when I shout out four when you and I go golfing together.
Yeah, I've been using that one too.
You're welcome.
Hey, thanks, Kalena, man. You're doing a great job. Keep it up, and we'll talk to you soon, man.
Hey, appreciate you, man. Take care, guys.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.